Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Still nothing.
In every direction.
How long have we been walking?
Not as long as it seems. The heat draws out each moment. The truth is, we've barely entered.
Is it too late to head back?
Even if we wanted to, which we don't, the woods left us in the desert, not at the edge of it. It had wandered this way before receding.
Meaning?
Meaning even if we managed to get back where we started, we still could be a fair distance from the lake.
Damn. Let's just take a moment.
Sure.
I can feel the sun burning my skin. It feels so much closer than on Earth. Whatever this place is, we don't actually know if every part of it is survivable.
Then we shouldn't waste time.
Just a moment, all right? You may be able to feel parts of me, but I'm still the one who's spending the energy. For now.
All right.
We should really take this time, in truth, to figure out what the fuck we're going to do. We landed here and it's been a slog ever since, but now...
Now we have a moment to figure things out.
As much as we can, at least. So, the king said that he would hunt us here.
Essentially.
So that he could reclaim you, the part of him that was left behind. He must at least be happy that I brought you here.
Arthur.
Just levity, John. Right, so besides the obvious of avoiding him, I see our goal is singular.
Find a way to leave this place.
Correct.
We know very little about the Dreamlands.
No, but we do know it's possible to leave. Let's remember what Kellen said on that recording in the basement of the hotel. He said that people travel to and from the Dreamlands, though he did say that only the king could let them leave.
Which I find hard to believe.
Yes?
As powerful as he is... He doesn't own this domain. Otherwise...
Otherwise, he'd have found us and we'd be dead.
Exactly.
Okay, so disregarding Kellen's interpretation, that means there are ways to travel back. Either a person or a place or an object would hold that power.
So a noun?
Idiot. No, we're narrowing our choices. If it were an object that allowed travel, it would require a great number of them. Possible, but unlikely.
If it were a person...
Similarly, you need a number of people. I wouldn't rule this out, because we've seen the king travel between the worlds.
Have we, though? Remember, the king severed himself, leaving me behind after using a portal. One that was opened by someone else.
Right, right. So it seems easier for those from Earth, I suppose, to travel here than the other way around.
I don't know. But if we're narrowing our choices, people being the only way is less likely.
Yes, so not ruling that out, but saying it's unlikely leaves us with a place.
A set place within the Dreamlands that would allow us to travel back.
Yes, but also unlikely, because if that's the case...
Why didn't we come out of said portal?
Exactly.
Well, the king drew us in, with the help of his cultists. Obviously something went wrong. Maybe something we did threw us off course.
Or someone helping from a different place.
Help is what we need.
Yeah. Shame that traitor was so useless. Though he did say he was not a canner.
Whatever that is.
Well, if we asked for help and he was not a canner, doesn't that imply that whatever a canner is could help? Or at least that's its function.
But what is a canner?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like a place. I suppose a person, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, we seek a canner. Our ultimate goal is to get home, in whatever way we can. If a canner can help, we seek them first. Yes, I think that makes sense.
Don't forget the glass he gave us.
Right! I nearly forgot. Oh, I didn't even consider it when we were...
It's smooth, Arthur. It wouldn't have cut anything.
How is our hand?
It feels fine. The wood is thinner and darker than our skin. It looks as if the flesh has been stripped off of our pinky and the bone is wood. The dark roots that lay under the surface of our hand is off-putting, but not uncomfortable.
All right. Let's look through the glass. He said use it as you would, and that's the only way I would use glass.
All right. I see a red stone bluff, high above. It's cutting across the sky. It sits far above a red, sand-filled desert.
Like this one?
Similar, but not flat. Large dunes populate the edge of this desert. Before the cliff stands a tall stone obelisk, the color of sandstone, a pale yellow. I think there may be carvings on it, but I can't tell.
Anything else?
I don't think so. There may be a hole in the side of the canyon wall.
The sky. Does it look like the sky above us now, or does it look like the color of one of the other stars?
It looks the same as the one above us now.
I wonder if this thing is current. We should check again when the sky changes.
Good thinking.
Well, that didn't help, but it also didn't hurt. For whatever reason, this seems to be revealing a location. There's not enough we understand in this world to even make an educated guess at what that means, but... I do think if we can find it, then it would be worthwhile to investigate.
If for no other reason than to understand what this glass shows us.
Exactly. All right. Break silver, I suppose.
It looks like we'll be losing our light soon anyway. I'm not sure what's next, what hue the stars have in mind. I'm sure it's a pattern that is repeatable. Would be useful to know when it will be dark again.
If we do get back, what's our plan then?
Hmm?
What will we do? How will we...
I suppose... I don't know. For now, let's just eat an elephant.
What? How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
How? I don't... Man, I...
What?
It just... It baffles me to think about what that means.
It's a joke. A way of...
No, I mean to say, is that something that you knew as the king? Or is that something that I knew and forgot? The question, it boggles my mind.
I don't know.
You said, like the religion, there are some things you've picked up from me. And something I have to wonder is what aspects of me are you just reflecting that I've forgotten and which are the king?
The mind is a tricky thing, friend.
You aren't lying. I remember one time having a vivid dream about cleaning my gun. I could see it and feel it. It was real, in a manner of speaking. I examined the chambers. I knew they were empty. And yet, when I turned the gun towards my face, it went off. And I woke up instantly, panicked that I had just shot myself. But, of course...
It's not uncommon to wake yourself in a dream.
No, but the question that kept me up after was, how was I surprised? It was my dream, right? So I must have known in some way that I could have shot myself. There must have been some synapses giving the order to have the gun go off, and yet, despite it being my decision, I was so startled that I was awakened.
I don't know. I suppose your brain made it seem like it wasn't planned.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. All I know is, when you say things like that, I genuinely need to question if it is you in there, or just a reflection of myself in a carnival mirror.
Whatever the case, I have good news. It looks like there is something coming up before us.
Oh.
Perhaps water, but I can't be certain. Well, I was wrong.
No?
It seems instead this is a divide in the earth. A large canyon that seems to head pretty far down.
A crack?
Yes. It's much too far to jump across. If we're planning on heading the same way, that is.
Yes, of course. Damn. I suppose we should skirt it to find a place that's thin enough to pass over.
The red rock walls are reminiscent of the place we saw through the glass. But this isn't it.
Well, it seems like this environment, at least.
Right or left?
Right. Why not?
I knew you'd say that. Anyway, yes, it's a lot to think about, but we're going back to what I said. I think we just need to handle things as they come. Small bites, as it were.
Fair enough.
And on that note, it seems like we have an interesting revelation before us.
Which is?
The ground here slopes to enter the canyon.
Really?
We could continue skirting the edge of the canyon, staying on this level looking for a way to cross, or we could head down into the crevasse. The path is narrow, but could yield a way up on the other side. Or at the very least, break us from the sun. What do you think?
I guess a break would be smart. Even in the last few minutes, it feels like it's gotten hotter.
Fair enough. As I said, it slopes down gradually at the edge of this canyon. It heads down sharply to the right of us.
Okay.
Move forward to the edge, and then right. It'll be fine. Just go slow. Careful. Right here.
Feel it already.
The change in temperature.
Yes, it's not night and day, but comparatively, I guess I didn't realize how much of a difference it would make.
I suppose the sun hasn't really been out that long, so perhaps much of what lay beneath us is cool.
So what are we looking at?
The canyon wall to our right is growing higher, or rather staying the same height as we descend. To our left, the canyon drops straight down.
Fuck. How far down? Can you see the bottom?
Nothingness, as far as the eye can see.
God. Well, not seeing it helps. Look, I'm just going to keep my one hand on the wall.
I think that's a good idea. We're going to have to be very careful here. Take our time. Thankfully, the path is rather large.
Still. Okay, okay. I can get used to this. This is fine. Does it look like it crosses anywhere? Any place for us to scale up the other side? I don't want to lose too much of our original heading, if we can help it.
The canyon turns, so I'm not entirely sure if there's a way to cross yet, but we'll follow the wall and see what happens.
Dare I say it feels cool down here?
Who knows what lay at the bottom of that pit? Perhaps it's ice.
That would be strange, wouldn't it?
The walls here are redstone, textured in an odd way, almost jagged in places. As if the canyons were torn apart.
Seems not too far off. The canyon would be split earth, ground.
Yes, but the breaks seem smaller and numerous. As if... No.
What?
Nothing. I'm letting my mind make assumptions based on ideas, not facts.
Well, well, listen to you. Absorbing more than just my feelings about the world.
That one I learned.
From me. You enjoy being my protege?
Let's not do that.
Hell, with the task before us, we'll need all the outside-the-box thinking we can get. Glad you're playing like an investigator now, at least.
Well, if I'm choosing who I want to be now, might as well choose someone useful.
Choosing?
I don't know. I guess there are parts of me I'll be trying to rewrite.
To be more of an investigator?
Two heads and all that.
John, the goal is still to separate us. Once we leave this place, that'll be the top priority.
Of course.
I appreciate that we're on the same page, truly. But let's not forget this is all still a temporary situation.
There are holes up ahead.
John, you hear me, right?
Yes, Arthur, I agree, but listen. There are large holes in the canyon walls up ahead.
Okay.
Carved holes.
How can you tell?
The markings on the walls, the ones I thought were caused by the breaking of the canyon when it was formed, I was thinking they may have been claw marks. These holes bear the same pattern.
You're sure?
If you could see what I'd see, you'd understand. Long, thin grooves are carved into the openings of the holes ahead, shaping the rounded top and bottom. They're large, but in the sense that we could climb into one, not park an automobile.
Right. Is there anything moving?
We're on a sharp angle. I can't get a look inside.
Throw a stone.
Where?
To just before the hole. Draw whatever is in out. Or at least cause it to stir.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything.
Me neither.
Shall we look?
Okay.
Here?
Yes, Arthur. This is a large hole dug into the side of this canyon. It moves fairly deep and turns abruptly, heading down. A cold air is flowing out.
I can feel it.
Well?
I don't know. It moves the opposite direction we want to go, back into the canyon wall from the side we came from. Who knows, it could also drop straight down.
We don't need to poke our heads into every hole we find.
I know.
Look, you said it yourself. We need to be singularly focused here. The king is after us.
No, you're right. Let's keep moving.
The canyon is turning. We'll find a way up the other side.
I'll miss the cool breeze.
Wait. I think, Arthur, I see a way across. A thin bridge, and on the other side, there's another hole. About the same size, and empty.
Oh, excellent.
Right here. We need to be very careful across here. It's a few feet wide, but still. One wrong step.
Right, okay.
How do you want to do this?
Just give me a second to wrap my head around this. Okay. Wide, you said. It's a few feet wide.
Yes, maybe 3 feet.
Okay. Let's just take this one step at a time.
Okay.
And you still can't see the bottom, can you?
No.
Okay. Let's be extra cautious.
How about you lift your foot and hold it over where you're going to set it down? I'll tell you yes or no, okay? We'll take it slow.
Right.
Little more. There. Good. There. No. Stop. To the right. A little more. There. Only a few more steps. Perfect. There. Okay. Left. 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 Stop. There. And finally... Arthur fucking hell.
Jesus.
I said finally.
You said
done.
Oh, Jesus. What? You...
All right, let's look for a way up.
Actually, the hole that was on this side.
Arthur.
Let's just see.
Right here. It's much more shallow than the other. In fact, it looks like a...
A what?
I don't know. A nest, maybe.
Nest?
Yes, but empty. There's an odd growth on the wall. Dried, husk-like, as if the remains of a cocoon.
Fuck. Big or small?
Big.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Some things are scattered on the floor. I can't see from here.
We're sure it's empty.
As sure as I can tell. There are some rotted creatures here. They look like they may have once been part of a large insect in their infancy.
Oh, God.
Like large maggots.
Fuck, John.
There are also bones here, Arthur.
Human?
Human-like. This skull is far too big, at least twice the size of yours.
Okay, I've learned enough.
Arthur, this seems to be a very simple creature. A hatched cocoon, food to eat, it's gone.
Wonderful, let's leave.
Watch the edge.
All right, now I'm keen to leave this place.
The canyon continues to turn around this bend.
Okay.
We haven't met all that many creatures of this world yet.
But the ones we have been less than interested in conversation. This one seems especially basic.
It may not be the conversational type, no.
Let's just get back up.
Oh, Arthur.
What?
There are more.
More?
Oh, yes.
How many more?
There are dozens of holes in the walls here.
They must be drawn to the cold, like us.
They're not here now.
No? So maybe they're drawn to the heat. I don't know. Let's move, quickly.
There are a few holes to our left coming up.
I don't care anymore. Let's just find a way. Can we climb up?
No, it's too sheer a cliff. But I do think there is a way up around this next bend. I can see a path up.
Oh, thank God.
Though it's steep. A little further.
This was a bad idea. We should have...
Stop!
What?
Arthur, there is a cocoon right in front of us. A half-formed hole is blocking part of the pathway up.
Okay, so?
This one hasn't hatched yet.
Oh, fuck. Can we move it, or can we move over it?
You need to step on it to climb up.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not...
Arthur, I am telling you. This is a thin path. It climbs steeply to the canyon surface. This fucking thing is right at the bottom of the path.
Okay, okay. Fuck. All right. Fuck.
All right. Almost. Jesus!
Oh, God!
Arthur!
Oh, my God!
Your foot broke through!
I fucking know it did!
Oh, God! Arthur! It's emerging!
No.
I can see its translucent skin. Its mouth is ringed with needle-like teeth.
No.
Arthur, there's a rock next to you. Grab it and kill it. Now!
I'm just gonna fucking run.
Arthur, kill it!
No, let's just go.
Arthur!
I'm running.
Move. Keep your left hand on the wall and you'll reach the top.
Okay. Is it?
Nothing behind us.
Okay. We need to get distance between us and whatever that is.
Agreed. You're almost at the top. This incline is long and much more gradual than the other. We've reached the top.
Okay.
We're on the other side of the gap, though I can't see where we originally went down. The wind has picked up slightly, and the sand makes it difficult to see.
That's okay. Best guess for the direction we were heading.
This way, I suppose.
Okay. That was nerve-wracking. Is it strange that part of me feels bad?
You should have killed it.
Well, that's not the answer for every problem, John.
You think that was my desire?
I don't think anything. I'm just saying that isn't always the way I want to handle things.
I didn't want to kill it, Arthur.
Okay.
I'm not some bloodthirsty monster.
Fine. It was a baby, John.
And what if its parent? What if it had been nearby and had been alerted?
Well, it didn't do anything, did it?
What's gotten into you?
I'm hot, frustrated, lost, in a different fucking plane of reality, John. Your plane of reality.
That's it, isn't it?
That's what?
That's what you really feel.
I feel about as much as you let me feel.
What does that mean?
I mean, have you forgotten that you're literally taking over my fucking body?
No.
No? Good. Don't you get it? This is still losing for me. All of this. John, I get that you want to pretend that nothing's happened, that things are progressing. But I don't get to feel this hand or see this horizon. I am still a prisoner. Your prisoner. I'm lost.
You still think I'm the king?
You are the king. You don't get to deny that because you're choosing to change. Own it. Grow, change, be better, but own your mistakes.
All right.
I'm sorry. Look, just forget I said anything. I'm tired, and I'm sweaty, and I'm sick of this fucking sand already.
Speaking of, it's changed slightly. We came from cracked, hard sandstone, like a riverbed. However, here, on this side of the crevasse, it seems to be forming dunes.
Great.
It doesn't look easy. Large mounds of red sand sit tall against the sky. The wind is making it difficult to see, but they seem to go on for a long time.
Okay.
You're right, by the way.
John, I didn't...
No, you are. I've been keen to push forward and leave the revelation of my past behind us. But that's unfair to the realities we've uncovered. I need to own that.
Look, I'm just pissed off. And there's literally no one else here I can take it out. Okay, let's just drop it.
There is someone.
What?
There is someone looking at us.
How? From where?
To our right, standing atop a dune.
Oh. Who? What do they look like?
Humanoid, standing up straight, I think.
What are they doing?
Just standing.
Okay.
They're wearing a dark hood. I can't see their face. And a flowing long coat, which is torn at the bottom, as if it's been ripped.
Is it... him?
No. No, this is never a form he would take. What do we do?
They see us, so... Hello there! Hey, maybe they know the way.
Do you know the way forward?
Anything?
Nothing.
Maybe a wave would... Let them know.
They're not stirring.
Okay, right. Well, they don't have a weapon on us or anything, right?
None that I can see.
Okay, let's just keep moving then. What were we talking about?
He's still watching us.
Let's just ignore them.
We're about to head up a dune.
Right.
We were talking about my past.
Right, let's drop that. Tell me about something else, please.
What?
I don't know. Just keep my mind busy for a moment.
The sky is growing darker. I don't think it's going complete black yet, but the violet hue seems to be rising from our left.
Great.
The wind seems to be rising in small sprints, but overall it seems to have calmed down a bit. You're at the top.
Good. Damn. The easy part now. I always loved walking downhill. When I was a kid, I used to roll down the sand mounds at Perry's Cove. I even took...
Faroe.
Yes.
Arthur?
No.
Okay.
Feels like the bottom now. Can we still see our friend?
Arthur, it's standing on the top of the dune we just passed over.
It's following us.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, is it,
It is unmoving.
How? You didn't see it...
I didn't see it move at all, but it is standing there, watching us.
Right, let's just pick up the pace.
Right.
Anyway, yes, I used to roll down hills and such.
You've lost your childlike innocence.
Amongst other things. More permanent things, yes. Are they...
Still standing there, yes.
Okay. Maybe we can...
Fuck! Arthur!
What?
There's another one standing on the dune to our left.
Another?
Yes.
All right, we need a plan.
What kind of plan do you propose?
I don't know. The one that's behind us.
It's at the bottom of the dune now.
Closer?
Very much so.
Jesus Christ, John.
Yes.
We can't break eyesight with them. They only move when we look away.
Well, that will be very difficult if you want to keep moving forward.
Just move. Let's go. Quickly.
They haven't moved while I've been looking at them.
Okay. Quickly look to where the next dune is.
Jesus, Arthur. There's another one on the dune that we're headed toward.
Fuck.
The ones behind us are closer now.
What are they?
I can't see their faces. They're all wearing the same long coats, which are torn at the bottom. All casually flapping in the wind. Their arms are out on either side, their faces covered with hoods. They are unmoving. Perfectly still, save for the movement of the coats in the wind.
Can we see all of them now?
I need distance.
Better?
Yes, but they're even closer now. It's difficult to keep my eyes on all of them. We need to do something.
Run?
Arthur, they're moving in the blink of an eye.
Then what do you propose?
Approach one. We have no idea if they're even hostile. For all we know, they could just be curious.
Or are they angry that we broke one of their eggs?
Either way, Arthur, it doesn't look like we can outrun them.
Okay. Fuck.
The wind is picking up. Its long jacket flapping wildly against the wind. The sky is darkening, Arthur.
Is it moving?
No, it's there. Watching. It has no lower half.
What?
Nothing attaches it to the sand. Only the ends of the long coat, cut into thin strands. They seem to move about like they're alive in the blowing wind.
Are we there?
A few more feet. I can't see its face still. It's just darkness beneath the hood.
What the fuck do you want?
It's unmoving.
I said, what the fuck do you want?
Arthur. Its hood has fallen. They are nothing.
Nothing? What do you mean?
These aren't people at all. They are just empty vessels.
Why? For what purpose?
I don't know.
How are they being controlled?
Oh, Arthur. The other two are directly behind you now.
Jesus! Leave us alone!
Their coats are different. One is much more tattered. I can see clean through to the emptiness within the hood. The other is slightly larger and faded red.
We're leaving.
Arthur, they are just going to follow.
Then let them fucking follow.
Arthur.
Let them count every one of our godforsaken steps in this endless void of a desert. Come on, then.
They don't seem hostile.
Then what the fuck do they want? Jesus Christ.
Arthur.
I know.
Perhaps we just can't see them.
Perhaps. Perhaps. It wouldn't be the first time, would it? Remember the paper at the hotel?
Yes, we needed to see through the mask.
I don't know if it was specific to the mask, but it revealed something you couldn't see otherwise. It's worth a shot, no?
Of course.
Give us a moment.
The sky is almost completely dark again, Arthur. Move quickly.
Are they still there?
Standing ever still, save the movement of their coats in the dying wind.
All right. Do you see them now?
Oh, I see all three of them. They are standing before us.
Oh, wow.
Arthur, three armor-clad soldiers stand before us in the sand. Their bodies desiccated with time. An eerie gray mist lingers at their feet. Their flesh, dark and leathery as if hundreds of years old.
Soldiers, you mean?
From an era long past. Their armor is rusted, worn, well beaten. Moss seems to sprout from them in various places. Their tattered cloaks still moving listlessly in the wind.
Go on.
The one in the center is of medium build. In his scabbard, a long rusted sword hangs. His flesh has drawn back over various parts of his face, revealing the faded white of bone. His eyes are gone, along with his nose. his face more skeleton than man. The one to our right is slightly larger, well-built. His armor is full plate with a heavy shield. His face is fleshier, but his broken teeth are exposed. The final one stands to our left, but he seems partially wrapped in cloth. His armor is thin, as maybe leather. His eyes are covered in torn wrappings that blow in the wind. He looks punished.
Who are you?
The middle one hears you, but only turns his head slightly between them. I don't think they can speak.
Okay. Are you here to hurt us?
He's shaking his head slowly. No.
Oh, okay. Are you here to help?
He's nodding, yes.
Do you know the way we are meant to go?
He's nodding again, Arthur.
Can you take us there?
He started walking, Arthur, along with the other two.
Okay, okay.
Are you okay?
Yes, this is... I can't... I don't understand.
Let's just follow. They've headed right over a sand dune.
The other two, are they answering?
No, it seems to be just the one in the center. He's up ahead.
What do I ask? We must ask something.
Are we entirely sure they're trying to help us?
No, I don't know. I suppose we'll see where we're being led.
Right.
Are you... Were you from Earth?
He's nodding yes.
Oh, wow. I want to ask why they're helping.
He stopped.
What?
He's standing before us, pointing towards our bag.
Our bag? Oh. What is... the glass?
He's shaking his head no.
The lighter? The book?
Yes. Arthur, he's nodding yes.
The book? Which... We have two books. One with the symbol from the book you were in, and the other...
The yellow sign.
The yellow sign?
Yes, it's his... It's my symbol.
That's why Amanda wrote it on the bottom of the letter. This book has information about you. We need to read it.
Except he's pointing at the other book.
The other one?
Yes, the one with the symbol of Shub-Niggurath.
That's why they're helping?
I suppose so. He started walking again.
Where are they leading us?
I'm not sure, but the sky is dark now. Not absolute black like when those things came down, but dark enough to feel alien and alone. The wind has died and the dunes catch what little light there is. Dark shadows are cast amongst the sands as the three soldiers lead us forward.
Is there a way for us to get home?
He's nodded yes.
How?
He's stopped, and he's pointing.
Where?
To the direction we're heading, to a large, flat... a building.
What?
I nearly missed it. We would have missed it entirely. It's barely noticeable. Tucked beneath the sands, between two large dunes, the roof looks almost hidden.
I guess that's where we have to go.
He's nodded again. I think this is as far as they'll take us.
Wait, is that all? We're lost. We need help. If you're here because of this book, please, there must be something else you can do.
They're standing still.
Please.
The large one approaches. He's moved towards us. He's drawn something from his pocket. It's a coin.
A coin?
He's handing it to us. It's an odd-looking coin with script on it from long ago. It looks ancient.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you.
He's nodded curtly. They're leaving.
Well.
It's dark now. The sky is black, yet there's an odd light, faint as it is, around us.
Do we enter the house? What does it look like?
There's an odd feeling I get while looking at it. As if we're being watched. It's your call, obviously. They led us here for a reason, but the motives of these beings are unknown. We could just move on.
No, let's head in. I want to know what waits for us inside.
Okay. All right, we're out front.
Well, exactly what is it?
It's small. Smaller than I thought. It's definitely a building.
Like the one we found near the shore when we first woke up here?
No. This one looks less alien.
How so?
The walls are plaster, or at least appear to be. It sits lopsided slightly in the desert, half sunken into the red sand. It covers the roof and about a foot of the door, which is made of plain wood.
Wood? There isn't a forest for miles.
Unless you count the moving one.
Can we enter?
We'd have to move some sand first.
Right, well...
I don't understand why they aided us.
Me neither. But they knew we had that book. I wish I'd asked more questions.
You can only do so much with something that only answers with nodding and pointing.
I suppose so.
Regardless, they helped us at least escape the darkness of the desert. Who knows what other creatures come out at night in this area? The bottom of the door is almost clear.
Okay.
I wonder why they offered that coin.
I don't know. Perhaps it was just a kindness. It did seem like an afterthought.
Yes. The door is clear.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Unrelentingly.
Well?
It's an apartment.
An apartment? In what way?
Every way. There's a bed in the corner large enough for two. A table, chairs, kitchen. It's all covered in sand, but this looks like it could be an apartment overlooking any street in Arkham.
Arkham? What?
The windows, the floor, the tablecloth. Even the radio, which sits broken and on its side in the far corner of the room. The icebox is open. The cabinets are falling off the wall, but this looks like any apartment that could have existed.
I don't understand. Why? How?
The table is covered in sand. The bed, too. There are windows here, but they look out to nothing.
Is there anything to tell us who lived in this apartment?
Nothing immediately jumps out.
The radio?
It looks similar to the one in Ackerman's bookstore. Very large, heavy cabinet type that's fallen over.
Well, there must be something here. They sent us here.
For reasons that are starting to at least make sense.
But what are we meant to find? Is there anything out of sorts?
No, besides the general mess.
Check under the bed. Where is...
To your right. Here. Sand and a suitcase. No name. It looks like a change of clothes.
Well, that would be helpful. We're still wearing the ones from the city beneath the hotel. Jesus. Nothing hidden within.
I don't think so. No.
Where's the table?
Right in front of you.
This?
The chair.
Right.
This chair is pointed at the door.
Just looking at the door? As if...
Waiting.
For what, I wonder?
I don't know.
Nothing jumps out while sitting here.
There's a crack on the door from stress, though it looks old. I don't know, Arthur. The table is covered in sand.
Anything beneath it?
Oh. There's something sticking out.
What?
A small toy train. Like a model.
A model train?
Yes. And underneath it, a letter.
A letter? To whom? From whom?
Let's see. It looks like it was held down by the train. It's not very long. I'm not entirely sure who I'm writing this for. Maybe myself, maybe you, my friend. Perhaps no one. All I know is that what happened to us, to me, changed me. I never left the Dreamlands.
What do they mean, I never left? Others have been stranded here.
I'm not sure. It goes on.
Read.
I must have stared at that crack for weeks before I realized she wasn't coming back. My wife is dead. Just as she was in the real world. Just as you knew. Obviously, this place has a way of manipulating you, tricking you. Those who hold power here, who know how to control it, they drain your mind, play with what you believe is real, just like Antoine did.
Antoine? From the island?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I went outside when I felt the world begin to crumble to find a desert. I honestly don't know how long I believed I was home, but there was no hallway, no sounds of the Arkham traffic outside my window, just endless red sand. How could I have been so blind? For a while, I thought of staying put, giving up. But then I remembered the promise I made to you. A promise that I have to try and keep. If you are lost here too and you're reading this, I am keeping that promise. I will find and protect her. I will not let them hurt your daughter, Emily. I will find us a way home again.
Emily? What?
I have nothing on myself but my clothes and my diary, but I am leaving. In the light of the blue sun, which comes every 2 hours or so, the wind tends to die down. I do not know why. There I can see a cliff on the horizon. It is far away, but tomorrow I will be heading out. Good luck, Henry. I hope to see you again.
No, there must be more.
That's it, Arthur.
That's... Who signed it?
Frank Underhill.
So, the letter mentions Henry, Frank...
Emily and Antoine.
Well, Antoine, we know. He was the man who was instrumental to the cult on the island with the lighthouse. The one who worshipped Shub-Niggurath.
Yes. But we've not encountered a Frank yet.
No. No, Frank, I don't know who that is. Henry, either.
Emily...
Emily McFarlane was the missing girl case that my partner and I took on. We searched for her at the house where we found the cavern. That's where I saw your symbol, which means Henry is her father. Henry McFarland. All of this, it's all connected, John.
This Frank, he may be able to help us.
If he's alive, yes. Not only would he know this place, but he knew what happened.
All right.
Yes?
Yes.
Right, so we wait for the blue light, and then we move.
Are you sure? Arthur, you haven't slept in over a day.
Right. No, maybe you have a point. Who knows when the next time I'll be able to rest properly will be. Plus, a change of clothes.
I understand this is all very exciting, but we need to be smart. If we're going to seek out a man who was lost here, we need to have the energy to do so.
Okay, yes. I'll rest, and then we'll wake up and seek out...
Okay.
Right. I wonder what it all means.
What do you mean?
All of it. The three soldiers that led us here. Antoine, who trapped them here. Frank said he promised to protect Henry's daughter.
Except, we know he failed.
Right. Which means...
Which means he never escaped.
That won't be us.
Good night, Arthur.
Night, John.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.